Welcome to Sacred Magic. Violet is on a quest to bring sacredness back into our everyday experiences. Anyone can have an extraordinary life when they are able to tap into the sacred magic within. Violet and her guests will be sharing their divine passions, inspirations, and stories of connecting with their sacred magic. We are so happy you have joined us today. Let's get started with your host, the magical creator of Discover Your Spiritual Gifts, Violet Rain.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Sacred Magic Podcast. Today, my guest is granddaughter Crow. She holds a doctorate in leadership, internationally recognized as a medicine person. She comes from a long line of spiritual leaders as a member of the Navajo Nation. She's an award-winning author of The Journey of the Soul, Wisdom of the Natural World, and The Belief, Being, and Beyond with Lou Ellen. She dedicates her life to inspiring, encouraging, and empowering individuals to be their authenticity. Oh, that's a big word for me this morning. Welcome, granddaughter Crow, to the show.
Oh, thank you so much, Violet. I love spending time with you in particular and everything that you represent. We've known each other for years now, and I'm just really honored to be here with you and your listeners.
Well, thank you. I used to go to granddaughter Crow for my readings, and then the whole world turned upside down. So we haven't been able to connect as much as we used to. So I'm really excited to have you on the show. And since then, she's written these books, which are pretty amazing, because I think the last time you and I had a session, you were working on the first one and really hadn't gotten it done. So that tells you how long it's been since mm-hmm. we've been there. But share with our listeners your journey, your spiritual journey. Of how you got to doing what you do today in a small nutshell. And I know that's asking a lot, right?
I can do it. So what I would say is you'll see for any of the readers who do the look into belief, being, and beyond, you'll see a lot of my life story in there. But in a nutshell, I would say that I followed my curiosity and it led me to where I am now. And everything that I do, it's like I like to approach the world from a place of curiosity, because I believe that curiosity is the internal compass towards your authenticity. So, and I'm all about people being authentic and enjoying each other. You know, I'm authentic just like you, which makes us the same. We're both special. So I would say curiosity led me to where I am. I do one-on-one readings. I teach classes. And I'm an author, so yep.
I love that. And looking back at your books, like this Wisdom of the Natural World, I've been devouring the information in here because I think it's so, so powerful. And how you connect us to all the different types of spirit animals and talking about anim totems and how animals come into our life for maybe a season or a reason or for a lifetime. Share with us, those that are listening that may not have ever worked with spirit animals, and how you do that and what you can enlighten them about on that path.
Absolutely. So first, what I'd say is that if you go back far enough in any lineage, you will find all of our ancestors connected with the natural world, and the natural world taught us things. And then we move through society, especially here, you know, in the United States, the Western, you know, culture and everything. It's really kind of, we have a lot of influences that separate us from this wonderful teacher called the natural world. And in my book, Wisdom of the Natural World, it is spiritual and practical teachings from plants, animals, and Mother Earth. So it basically takes us through this beautiful journey of learning how to dialogue with nature without going, oh, I got to Google that. What does that bird mean? You know, you can do that too, but this book helps you to figure out what it's saying to you and connect. And I think that one of the biggest things about connecting with the natural world is that the natural world encourages us to be authentic, because everything in the natural world is authentic. So this book is wonderful to be able to kind of pick up. I talk about how to dialogue with nature. What does it look like in action? And then I take the wisdom that, you know, from my perspective, and help the reader to apply the wisdom that they receive from the tree, like stand tall, to practical things like relationships and romance, business and finance, and health and well-being. So that's it in a nutshell, but it's really, really amazing. This one, hey, you know what? For your listeners, I have not told anybody except for my immediate family. This is Wisdom of the Natural World, translated into Romanian.
Wow. How amazing.
Yeah. I mean, I can't read it. I think it's something like the intellect of, you know, I'm sure it says Wisdom of the Natural World, but I just received this. And so the book is getting translated into a variety of languages. And I just thought that it was just so special that I just received it, didn't know about it a couple days ago, and I'm like, I am going to gift this, you know, little behind the scenes nugget to Violet and her audience. So yeah, you can get it in the Romanian language. So
I love that. You know, as I was reading this book and really diving in, I love how you talk about the four bodies, and most people don't even think about our four bodies and how this natural world connects, how we can relate it, how we can learn from it. Share a little bit for listeners that have never heard about the four bodies. What are the four bodies and why are they so important?
Absolutely. So there is a school of thought that we have four bodies of existence. And when I talk to you about them, you'll be like, oh yeah, those. One is the physical body, the emotional body, the mental body, and the spiritual body. And understanding that these are bodies help us to reflect on the physical body and understand my physical body needs rest, it needs food, it needs exercise, and so does my emotional body needs rest, food, and exercise. My mental body needs rest, food, and exercise, and my spiritual body needs rest, food, and exercise. And it just kind of helps us to understand and check in, give each one of these a voice. And sometimes they argue with each other, but give each one of them a voice so that you begin to self-discover. And then being able to kind of apply the natural world wisdom to those. And I'll keep it a little mysterious just so that people will be like, oh, you know, but to be able to apply the wisdom from the tree into the four bodies of existence, for example, would be like, my physical body needs to stand tall, and I, you know, emotionally maybe and mentally, maybe I need to release the leaves in certain seasons, certain ideas or certain concepts or emotions that aren't serving me any longer, and that's totally normal. And then in the winter time, all of the energy goes down in the tree to the root system. And so this is like, oh, this is my time to go within. And there's just a lot of, basically it's extracting the wisdom or the metaphor, the message that you're getting from whatever it is in the natural world, and learning how to apply it not only to business and finance and relationships and romance and all of that, but to your four bodies of existence so that you can self-discover. I'm all about self-discovery, and I love that you have discovered your spiritual gifts. I'm just like, oh yeah, we vibe. We're vibing on the same wavelength. Absolutely.
Well, and what I want to share with the audience is what I love about you is that you take big concepts, and you really put them down into practical, simple ideas that everyone can connect with and go, yeah, I get that. And even in your practice, what I loved about your readings was you take these big concepts, big ideas, and they may not even realize how big they are. And you simplify them for that person so they go, oh yeah, I get it. I get it. It's almost like a beautiful weave of storytelling and connection. And that is what your gift is. And I want our listeners to see how beautiful you do at connecting and weaving the storytelling into these big concepts that people can embrace and kind of wrap their arms around and understand. I love that about you.
Thank you so much. You know, I think that intellect is, everybody has different types of intellect and everything. But one thing that I realized is that if I can explain some big macro concept to a kindergartner, that's my gift, you know? and I love it because a lot of times, you know, you walk into corporate America or into a certain industry and they use these $5 words. And for the most part, I wonder if they know what they're talking about or if they're just dropping words. And it's like, oh, let's make these tangible and practical. And I mean, that's, I love doing that. And thank you. Thank you so much for pointing that out, because that is absolutely one of the key things that I keep in the forefront of my mind is to break it down.
I love that. I love the gift. So let's talk about your new book. And what I found fascinating with this book for people that are trying to understand beliefs and creation and where we come from, but she's also weaved the tarot cards in this as understanding, because they go back so far in time that there's really big teachings in those. And she simplified it again so that you get a really good understanding of what those mean. So talk to us a little bit about the purpose of this book and what your goal was in writing this one.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the book Wisdom of the Natural World came about because I was explaining how I do readings, how I think, how I apply. This book, Belief, Being, and Beyond, is kind of more like it digs really deep into my life. And this book is about deconstructing concepts, questioning ideas, and healing from harmful belief systems. And just really quick story. When I was 30 years old, I decided to go to college. And so the first night, Gen 101 icebreaker professor says, if you were to write a book, what would the title be? And so everybody takes a minute, writes their answer, and we start going around the room. And I'm sitting there and one guy says, oh, I'd write a book on how to ski. And another lady was like, oh, I'd write a book on how to make cookies. And I'm like, I think I went too deep again. I'm the oddball out. So for a moment, I was like, maybe I should just change my answer. But when they got to me, some sort of courage came up in me. And I said, the name of my book is Belief, Being, and Beyond. And there was an awkward quiet. And I was like, the instructor was like, what do you mean? And I said, well, whatever you believe constitutes how you behave in the world, not just religiously or spiritually. If you believe that you need to brush your teeth twice a day, you will brush your teeth religiously. And so it's kind of like this concept was born 22 years ago, right? And I gave away my age. But at the end of the day, it's really kind of like telling us that a lot of times we're fighting about things that we deeply believe in. And in this book, I don't tell you what to believe. I do a compare and contrast of religions. I bump it up against science. I bump it up against the major arcana of the tarot. And I answer the major questions that the human race asks since the beginning of time. Like, how did we get created? You know, why did we have a flood? Even scientifically, we had a flood. Who is our hero? What happens when I die? What is there an end of time? And these are the questions that religion answers, philosophy addresses, and mythology addresses. They do it from different ways, but it's just basically like all we're doing is asking the same question. And depending on where you land or your influence, you may have a Christianized influence or a Hindu influence or a Native influence, you know, and how we can say, we're all asking the same question. And let's dig into that. We really are more similar than we are different. And it's just, it's a fascinating weave, like you said, taking these macro concepts and applying them to the day-to-day life and activity. So yeah, it was intense writing it.
Well, you know, I've always said, and I haven't read really deep in the book, I've kind of went through it, but I've always said that there is truth in all belief systems, and there's a common thread that weaves throughout them, no matter what you believe. And I've always told people, I said, I don't think there's a heaven where all the Christians go and a heaven where all the Catholics go. I think we all go back to the same place. And it's perspective, it's belief, it's tradition, it's ancestor, it's all that. But there's commonalities weave through every bit of it, which I find is closer, at least to my feeling of the truth, than all the other stuff that is noise around it. There's this common foundation. Is that what you found in your study and how putting this together?
Absolutely. You hit the nail on the head. I mean, divine source is so big. You can't stuff it into one religion, you know? It's so big. There's so many ways up the mountain. And the beauty is that I'm trying to help us to understand that same concept, that there is a commonality, that because, you know, honestly, Violette, the thing is that I'm looking around at the world and I'm finding division and separation. And I'm like, no, guys, don't divide. Don't divide. Let's come back together. And I also believe that, you know, I'm very, very open-minded and I've studied world religions and I put a lot of that down in this book. But I also have suffered because of somebody else's belief system telling me that I was wrong for being who I am. And so this book really helps people who have been harmed by certain belief systems to heal and to understand. And I think that's a big takeaway around this. All of my books, in a nutshell, have a similar theme, which is be authentic, be empowered, self-discovery, you know, that's the theme. And I hit it from different worlds, whether it's the natural world or belief being and beyond or the first one, journey of the soul, path of a medicine person. And so, yeah, we are more similar than we are different. And I believe that, oh gosh, you know how they have that story about the five blind men and the elephant, and each of the blind men go up to the elephant and feel a different part of the elephant. And then they come back around the fire and they start arguing what the elephant looks like, because one is like, no, it's like the trunk of a tree. And another one's like, no, it's like this big leaf. And another one's like, no, it's like a snake, you know, the trunk. And if they would all stop arguing about it, they would all know that they saw different aspects to it and they would gain a bigger picture.
I love that. And I love your approach of curiosity, because I think in order to grow, evolve, curiosity and being open to new concepts, whether they feel right to you or not, but just recognizing this is a perception. Is it my perception, my truth? Is it somebody else's truth? You know, so many times people are, nope, this is it. This is it. This is exactly what it is. And it's like, you know, even when I teach students, I always say, this is my belief, not yours, but mine. I'm sharing my stories, my experiences, my beliefs. Take what resonates, what feels right to you, and drop the other at the door as you go out. And it doesn't hurt my feelings at all, because I want you to have your own journey. I want you to have your own experiences. I want you to walk your own path. I'm just sharing with you what my beliefs, my ideas, my experiences. And please, I don't get offended. There are lots of spiritual teachers out there that are like, it's my belief. You have to believe exactly what I do. And I don't believe that. I believe we're all different. And I may have it wrong. And I'm okay with that. I think it fits for what I need in this time, at this moment. And the one thing I've learned is 2 years from now, it may be different.
Right.
Right? We think and believe may be totally different. And that's okay. Yeah. Right? And I'm sure you've seen that in your path of 5 years ago. You saw the world in this lens and it looked exactly like this. And then we went through COVID, which is a whole other thing. And it turned us all upside down and around and shook us all up. And now we are like, okay, I have a whole total lens difference.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And I am of the same mind. I don't know if you've ever picked up or Googled Khalil Gibran, the prophet. He has a writing on teaching, and he says, no man can give another man his wisdom, for we each have our own. But what we can do is share our hope, our knowledge, our experience, so that we can gently wake up the wisdom within the other person and be a part of that. And so that's the way that I say it, but I am absolutely. And so a lot of times when I teach, I'm like, I am bringing this as a buffet, and there is some meaty stuff in here. So if you're vegan spiritually, throw it out. You don't have to partake, you know? And this is how I see it today. This is based on my knowledge today. This is based on my experience and my perception today, and give myself that ability to continue to unfold like a lotus, you know, because that's the most beautiful thing for me. Yeah.
You know, I've had teachers in my past that I looked up to and that were mentors. And, you know, what I noticed is some teachers, you know, they get to a point and they're not exploring. They're not being curious. They're not seeking. They're not learning. They're not expanding. And they just kind of hold in position. And I have always looked at, if you're going to a teacher, are they continually to seek and learn and expand? Because that's what this is about, right? Lord knows how many books I buy a year and I like devour them, right? And classes, even as a spiritual leader and teacher, I still take classes today. Yeah, I still seek other people's thoughts, perceptions, wisdom, experiences. I'm still looking and seeking even as a teacher. Yeah. And I think it's part of our evolution. I don't think it ever leaves us to, oh, I'm done. I'm finished. Right. I don't think we're ever done.
I agree with you. I mean, some people say that they're done and then they start going away. But at the end of the day, at the base of both of your and my approach to sharing wisdom is that I like to say, I am a curious student. And when I get so full that I want to share it, I share it and they call me a teacher. But really at the heart of me, I'm a curious student that is listening with an open mind, and I don't have to accept everything that is being tossed at me. I get to choose, and so does everybody else. And I think that this book also, Belief, Being, and Beyond, really takes us through, ask a question, then you'll get the answer, act upon that answer, and manifest that which you want to manifest. But if you do not ask a question, all of the answers could be right in front of you. And if you don't pose a question, you won't recognize the answer. You won't see it as an answer. You'll see it as just something. And so I really say that a lot because I am Gen X. I was raised in a very strict Christian household where both of those tie into children should be seen and not heard and do not question. And so I'm like, oh no, please question, please question, please be curious, because then and only then you get answers and then you start discovering your authenticity. And I love it. I mean, you guys, you and I are like we're so similar in the way that we are approaching this whole thing.
Well, you know, if you look in lots of things, when you talk about questions and asking questions and constantly seeking, what that always brings up to me is the Tree of Life and Kabbalah. That is all about asking questions and really big questions. Like, yeah. Who am I? Why are we here? What is this planet about? What are we doing? Right? It's those big questions. And I think when you ask those really big questions, that's when you really start stepping into being who you are and having a better understanding and connection to the natural world, as you put it in your book, or just humanity or everything around us, right? Yeah. It's about, you know, the wise man is still the fool. Because the wise man knows he knows nothing, and he's still learning and asking questions, right? Yes. And so I love that you and I are constantly, and I love when we're able to connect with thinkers. I call them spiritual thinkers, because we inspire each other and we motivate each other, and we motivate others to ask those questions, be curious. You know, why is the sky blue? Why is there a sun? What is the purpose? You know, those are the questions that help us find ourselves and find our truths, right?
Yes, yes, absolutely. 100%. And speaking of the Tree of Life and more or less the Kabbalah itself, when I do go through In Belief, Being, and Beyond, the major arcana of the tarot, you will see that I am referencing the Kabbalah in order to understand the different images in the card and the different, you know, things in the card. And it's just absolutely, there are so many different modalities. I studied the Kabbalah and the Tree of Life. It was great, because what I did was I got like a 6-foot piece of cardboard and I drew the Tree of Life and all of the different pathways and the Sephirotes, and I laid on it and meditated and just made it fun, you know?
I love that, because it's meant to fuel our curiosity. It's meant to create deep knowledge and wisdom. I mean, all of these teachings are, it's just about being open to something you may not understand or know or ever heard of. Just be curious and pay attention to where your soul guides you, because we are guided along paths of, you know, curiosity and finding ourselves, and trust that instinct that we have within us.
Absolutely. Big time, big time, big time.
So, Granddaughter Crow, share with us, what are your offerings? How do people find you? If they wanted to connect, what do you offer on your website? And what things can they possibly consider doing with you?
I would love to. So just remember Granddaughter Crow, and you can look me up, www.granddaughtercrow.com. I do offer one-on-one sessions. I also do this really fun thing. I just started a couple months ago and I'm having such a great time with it. It's called The Circle, and it's every Sunday, an hour with Granddaughter Crow on Zoom. And it's at a minimal price. You can each Sunday we look at a different topic. I give like a 30 to 40 minute presentation, and then we all kind of connect with each other. And then afterward, if you're able to stay, I do the social circle where we just kind of reconnect with like-minded people from across, you know, the United States. And it's just been so much fun. So check that out. And of course, all of my books are up on my website. So those are my main three things at this point, is authorship, The Circle, and teaching, and one-on-one connection. Also, I'm on Patreon now, so you can look me up if you want to do a membership. You could check that out too, and you can save a lot of money on things that Granddaughter Crow does by becoming a monthly member on Patreon.
I love that. I love that. I, I so appreciate you and was so excited that we got to reconnect today. And I hope it doesn't take us as long next time to reconnect, because I love connecting with you and seeing you. And I know that this will not be your last book. Correct. I guarantee there's probably more coming, and I'm excited to see what else comes forward. So I think it's beautiful what you're doing. So thank you for your gifts to the world and sharing those gifts with others. And thanks for being on the show today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you.
For our listeners, thank you for watching Sacred Magic Podcast. I hope that you will follow us on whatever platform that you're listening on. And we hope to see you soon, either in another podcast or at Discover Your Spiritual Gifts in Littleton, Colorado. Thanks so much and have an amazing week.
Are you looking for an opportunity to fill your energy tank? When was the last time you invested in self-care? Violet leads a weekend retreat every year in Woodland Park, Colorado. The purpose of the retreat is to reflect, restore, re-energize, and restore one's energy, focus, and direction. Violet's retreats provide the opportunities to connect, learn, and explore your healing and spirituality. What are you waiting for? You can find out more about this annual retreat at www.discoveryourspiritualgifts.com. Thank you for joining us. To find out more about Violet, head over to discoveryourspiritualgifts.com. You can also send a personal message to Violet through email, violet@discoveryourspiritualgifts.com. If you love this show, subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or Spotify. Until next time, remember, we are all meant to have abundant and joyful lives. We hope to see you soon at Discover Your Spiritual Gifts.